try to be extremely honest with people. I'm always trying to put myself in their shoes, thinking, you know, if I was selling this property, if I was buying this property, would I pay this or what would I list it at?
Welcome to the Realtors Conspiracy Podcast, where we are dedicated to unraveling the secrets to real estate success. I'm your host, Maud Léger, and each week we bring you insights from top realtors, entrepreneurs, and innovators, sharing their success stories, mindset, processes, motivations, and the key to their success. Join us every Monday for a new episode and discover how to crack the code to success and take your real estate business to the next level. Don't miss out on the opportunity to unlock your potential. This week, I'm speaking with Wes Schilstra from RE/MAX Escarpment. Today's chat is all about going all in to elevate your client's experience. Wes is a dynamic second-generation realtor that knows that success in real estate isn't just about transactions. It's about deep communication, understanding the client needs, and consistently going the extra mile. With his team, they have redefined what it means to provide an unmatched real estate experience. Eager to hear how dedication and genuine client focus can transform your business? Let's get to my chat with Wes. This podcast is sponsored by Sold Right Away, the experts in real estate marketing. You work hard selling real estate, we work hard selling you. From listings to branding, Sold Right Away has you covered. For all your real estate marketing needs, visit soldrightaway.com. Hi, Wes. Thanks for joining us on the episode today. Tell us, what is the key to your success?
All right. Well, that's a loaded question, but I would say... If I could summarize it, I would say always doing right by the client, always putting them first.
Love it.
And going above and beyond. And then if I could add to that, probably just communication is extremely important in this business.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us more a little bit about that. How do you apply that to your day-to-day, or how do you nurture your clients like that?
So we kind of refined our mission statement as a team a year back, and our mission statement is an unmatched real estate experience.
Nice.
So out of that, we kind of, you get motivated to go above and beyond for your clients, to not make it an average real estate experience. Obviously, it's a very competitive industry. So it's always asking ourselves, how can we make this unmatched? How can we go above and beyond to make our clients' experience, you know, 10 out of 10.
I love it. I think that's cool how you're focusing on the experience for the client and making it extra, extra service. What would you say that you do on a day-to-day or on a listing per listing basis to help your clients more?
So day-to-day, I mean, every day is different. But we really strive to communicate like all the time, always communicating, keeping our clients in the know. I know this sounds cliche to say, but we try to be extremely honest with people. I'm always trying to put myself in their shoes, thinking, you know, if I was selling this property, if I was buying this property, would I pay this or what would I list it at? What would I change to make it more marketable? What would I want my realtor to do to, you know, market this property the best? So I always try and put myself in someone's shoes who may be selling for the first time or, you know, doesn't know the whole process, always trying to go that extra mile to make them feel comfortable and ultimately have a great real estate experience for them.
Nice. I love it. What would be one of the most impactful thing that you have implemented in your business that brought you success?
So we had a guest speaker at our RE/MAX Escarpment brokerage once who talked about your funnels. So essentially, I've narrowed things down to like four funnels, let's say, and just looking back on past business and figuring out, okay, where's my business coming from? Mm-hmm. And then kind of sorting that into categories. So for example, our team is big on community events. We love this town that we live in. We love serving the community. And so we host maybe 3 to 4 community events every year, whether it's raising money for the local community, West Lincoln Community Care, or we do like a pumpkin giveaway. So you bring a donation, you get to take a pumpkin with you. And then even this Saturday, we're doing like an Earth Day cleanup. So going around town, picking up garbage, and then we're going to serve a free lunch at our office after. So really reviewing, okay, where does my business come from? And then how can I put some money and efforts into those channels to generate more business is something that's really helped me.
That's very cool. So events is one for you that generates more leads, generates more business, and then you just keep doing that.
And another one, for example, I love sports. So I sponsored a hockey team that I'm on. So now my name's on the back of the jersey. And then the university I went to approached me, and now I sponsor their Instagram. So anytime a final score comes up from a volleyball or a basketball game, it's got my name on it. So it's a good way to be involved with the university I went to, and also get my name out there.
Yeah, that's super cool. Yeah, and then it's fun for you. It's something you love anyways.
Exactly.
Yeah, what would you say, something you want to share in terms of your business processes? Like you are second generation, are there processes being handed to you, and how are you innovating them?
Yeah, we're always trying to improve our business. One big one for us is their CRM. Highly recommend a CRM, not just for realtors, for any business person. So really trying to automate, if someone reaches out on a listing and they're interested in a property, putting that into my notes, taking some notes down, and then just letting my CRM remind me, in a few days or a week to reach back out to them and see if I can find them maybe a similar property that they'd be interested in. So we're always trying to stay ahead of the curve with like the CRM and then marketing. Video is a big one now. Always just trying to brainstorm how can we elevate our experience overall, because like I said before, it's a very competitive industry.
Very true, very true. What kind of videos are you brainstorming right now, or what are you working on?
Yeah, recently, so our brokerage, RE/MAX Escarpment, has a podcast room, which has been super helpful. So not that I'm hosting a podcast like you. I don't know if I'd be very good at it like you are, but just using the room to create content has been one thing I've done recently. There's lots of ways I can educate people online. So I've been sitting down with another realtor on my team. Talking about just simple things. How can we educate people? And then posting Instagram reels. I've also sat down with a mortgage broker friend of mine. So, yeah, using Instagram as a way to not only market properties but also educate people and try and build some trust that way.
Yeah, smart. A lot of realtors are thinking right now the video content for realtors is kind of always the same thing. So what do you innovate, or how do you innovate your videos?
Yeah, I think people underestimate just sticking to simple, what's simple and what works. Like, you don't have to look around and go, oh no, that realtor's doing that, so now I better do that. As a realtor who probably follows other realtors, it's easy to get caught up in the, what other people are doing. But for me, it's just, okay, how do I educate the clientele I have? I'm young. There's a lot of people, probably first-time buyers, that are following my social media. So simple things that can educate people goes a long way. And then obviously using social media too to market our listings is huge. So there are different avenues to use video and social media to educate people.
Yeah, super smart. Not looking at what others are doing, but really what your clients want to hear from you. I love it. Yeah.
And the reality is, people, like what I was saying before about those four channels that I have, if you don't like sports, that doesn't have to be your marketing, right? That's something that I love to do, so I incorporated it into my business. But whatever avenue you're interested in, you can certainly use it as a way to market and get to know people.
Yeah. What would be three marketing strategies that really work for you? We talked about video. What else?
So Again, community events are huge. That's a great way to meet people. The face-to-face thing is awesome. I mean, selling the listing, like if you got a sold sign up, obviously word of mouth is huge. I think a lot of the listing presentations and evaluations we do for people is just because they say, "Oh, we saw your sign there. We saw you sold that one." So just continuing to do right by the client, get their home sold in a short amount of time for a good price is huge. And then word of mouth really spreads. So I think word of mouth will always be huge for businesses. Doesn't matter if it's real estate or any other business. People don't talk about a mediocre experience. If you think about going to a restaurant or something, no one talks about food that was okay or service that was okay. They usually share a good experience they had. So we want to elevate our experience and have people talk the same way about working with our team.
Yeah, which
I don't know
brings,
if that was three, but that
yeah.
might have been two marketing tactics.
Plus your video, I guess. But yeah,
And video, yeah.
that brings us back to how you said elevating or unmatched real estate experience for your clients. So really focusing on that aspect.
Exactly, yeah.
Nice. And then you mentioned listings, so let's dive a little bit into that. Like leveraging your listings. How do you leverage a listing when you have one to get more business out of it?
Yeah, I think we're doing all the social media, we're doing open houses, we've got our own database. So if I ever have a phone call with a client who's interested in a certain property and maybe that doesn't work out, but we have another listing coming in the area, then I'm flipping through my database and thinking, okay, who have I talked to in the past that might be interested in this listing? And I'm either reaching out to them by text or phone call and hey, so and so, we have this new listing coming up. I know you're interested in that one. That didn't work out. And people, even if it doesn't work out, they appreciate that and they know that you're working on their behalf and that you paid attention to what they were looking for and what area. So that's big. I don't think there's anything outer worldly that we do, but just always trying to work the listing and yeah, ultimately get it sold for our client, and whatever avenue we need to do that to get buyers in the door, we try and do that.
Yeah, smart. Yeah, listening to their needs is a good point too, right? Sometimes people just want to push listings that they have or listings that are for sale, but really taking it from the client's experience first is a huge differentiator. Nice. Cool. We have a rapid fire question section of the podcast. So I have a
Okay.
bunch of rapid, some of them we already talked about. It happened, so we'll just repeat them if that's okay.
Sure. I'll do my best.
Yeah. All right. What is your best marketing strategy?
Community events, I would say, just being in the community.
Love it. Your best social media tactic?
Video and reels, probably.
Love it. What is the most effective social media platform?
I would say Instagram for myself personally.
Instagram, love it. What is your advice for new realtors?
Go all in, stay patient, and surround yourself with a good mentor or join a team that aligns with your visions and goals. There's a lot to learn, and it might be scary at first. Every situation you're in is going to be new, but just taking it one day at a time. And like I said, having a good mentor. So for myself, that's my dad, who's our team leader, someone I can go to with any question, any time of the day. And he's got 36 years of experience in the real estate business. So, having someone you can go to just educate you and help you out.
Yeah, that is huge, 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 huge help. That's amazing. What would you say is top income generating activity?
Anything you can do that you're networking with people, It doesn't have to be crazy. Like I said before, I love sports. I'm playing sports a couple times a week. I've done business with multiple teammates or people that I've never met before that, everyone wants to talk real estate. So use it as a way to just, you don't even have to bring it up or tell someone you're a realtor. Just use it as an avenue to spark up a conversation. Whatever avenue or whatever you like to do, then use that as an opportunity to network with people, really.
Nice. Yeah, I love it. Network, meet people.
Mm-hmm.
What would be on the reverse? What would be non-income generating activities that realtors should drop?
I don't like the silly like Instagram or TikTok videos, like
Yeah.
setting up the phone, walking in, like pretending you're walking into a house or something, even though you clearly set the phone up and then close the door and walked in. I don't think that's gonna have someone go, oh, wow, I think they should sell my house, right? I think face to face, picking up the phone, meeting people is really the best way.
Yeah, I love it. That's true. How do you win more listings?
We're always refining our listing presentation, and really just refining our marketing. How can we better market the property? And then, we've got a very extensive seller's guide. We always print out our stats and just let people know, we do a lot of business in this area. This is how we compare to our competitors. And just trying to really know the market, so that when you're on the, at the kitchen table with someone and giving them a price and letting them know your marketing plan, being able to narrow down that price is key, especially depending on the market, but you really got to price homes right now.
Definitely. Nice. What is a quote or saying that keeps you motivated?
I've heard the quote, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right.
Nice.
So
Love it.
that sometimes sticks with me. If something seems daunting, or like I said, everything was new when I started in this business. Just having that mindset, that things will get better, that every experience that you're in sets you up for the future. So yeah, just keeping a positive mindset.
Yeah, I love it. That's true. Whatever, whichever. If you
Yeah, if
can,
you
we
think you're
can.
gonna fail, then you're not really setting yourself up very well.
Nice. Yeah, keep go all in, like you said. Yeah, and what's the best advice you've ever received?
I think just going back to doing right by the client,
Love it.
like playing the long game is huge. If you don't give honest advice just to try and sell a house to someone that really wouldn't fit well with it, or something's wrong with it, you're not going to be in the business long. And I really truly want people to enjoy their experience, love the house that they move into. And I'm honest with people sometimes when we walk through a house, I go, this doesn't work for you guys. Like, I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. I'm trying to find the best spot for them. So yeah, play the long game, and if you're honest and do right by the client, I think that goes a long way in the long term.
Yeah, very true. Not the quick and easy transaction, but the long-term security, success. So that brings me to everyone has their own definition of success. How do you define success for yourself?
I define success when we get a referral from a client of ours. Like, that to me says they had a great experience and we did a good job for them, and they trust us enough to talk about our team and say, you got to go with the Wayne Skillstra team, you got to work with Wes Skillstra. That means a lot, because it means, yeah, they had a good experience, and the hard work and honest feedback that I put into it, was noticed. And like I said before, people don't talk about mediocre experiences. Like if someone's going to leave a Google review, it's either because they had an amazing experience or a terrible experience.
Terrible.
goes on to Google just to say it was okay. Like, so that to me is success when we get referrals from clients.
Wow, that's really true. That's very true and very great way to measure success too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it that you have this vision for yourself and for your business that's been mentored by your dad that has 36 years of experience in the business. It really shows in the way you're treating your clients and your success.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's very cool. Well, I would like to thank you for your time today and thank you for sharing that. I'm sure lots of new realtors can take a lot of tips from what you shared today.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I appreciate you having me on. It's been awesome chatting and wish you all the best as well.
Awesome. Thank you. Where do we find you? What's your Instagram handle?
My Instagram is at westskilstra.realestate
Perfect.
and Facebook is, I think it's Wesley Skilstra Remax Escarpment.
Okay.
And yeah, YouTube, LinkedIn, kind of the same thing.
Nice. We will look into that. That's amazing. Thank you for your
Awesome.
sharing today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, make every action count. Reflect on the insights from today's episode and ask yourself, which strategies and actions can you implement to grow your business and win more listings? Your growth journey begins with a single step. What will yours be? If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your network and help spread the word. Together, we can inspire and empower a community of realtors to crack the code to real estate success. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Realtors Conspiracy. Join our growing community and start enhancing your real estate journey today. Subscribe and never miss an opportunity to learn from the best in the business.